It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 908.
And it's Georgie Boy's birthday, and he's joining us for a special Monday edition. That was great. That sounded like a, you know, the sound effect. It sounded like that you hit a, you know, little audio clip. Mm-hmm. George, yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm wearing this. What is it? A mask?
It's an eye mask type of thing.
With some feathers. I actually bought it for Mason's birthday. I forgot to give it to him. Mm-hmm. So when I was filming and doing his little video, I walked up the street to the $2 shop and I was like trying to find the randomest stuff, and I liked it.
And you found it, mate. You found it.
It's got feathers on it. Where do you think they get the feathers from?
Yeah, good point. I don't know, because they feel real.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they would be real. Too expensive. They're definitely... JJ, there would be factories in Asia, China, that are making fake feathers. Like just... But really? Imagine if you walked in, you're like, oh, my God, there's been a whole bunch of killings here. Guys, I went past and I was walking just before and I saw this bird on the ground, dead. And I got closer and I'm like, I wonder what that is. The magpie? Got closer. I'm pretty sure I found a dead owl.
Oh no.
Real, that's like sad. There's something sad about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if it was a magpie, you swoop too many people, that's karma. But this was an owl. I had to text it to the person I was speaking to and he confirmed as well as I can that he thinks it's an owl. Would you like me to text it to you guys?
Sure. Who were you chatting to that would know that more than you?
Well, Mick Patton, he's no bird.
Motion
expert.
Graphic
he's
great designer.
With, great with motion graphics, but also was happy to, you know.
To diagnose the bird.
Yeah. And then he's like, this could be an app for us to send that to. But then I was like, probably
Instagram.
It's run by, you know, bird conservationists and they all see a dead bird and think, fuck, this guy's a killer. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
How do you think it does?
I'm about to send. I don't know, mate. But as a bird... you know, a bird specialist, I think it could have just had some kind of internal bug.
It didn't have any wounds or anything on him.
No, but then, you know, it can fly into a fence and you're done. I've sent that to the group. I need confirmation from you two. Do you think it's an owl?
Okay. I'll let you know. So, GB, you're a...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's an owl.
Yeah.
Owl? That's an owl.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an owl.
Sure,
that's
sad, dead. Huh?
No, that's a real dead.
Okay.
I can't remember the
type
of owl.
It's probably the perfect owl to, like, get, what's it called?
When taxidermy?
Yeah. Because it's still sort of puffy. It's very sad, though. The eyes are open. Sad. It just seems so wrong. Yeah. Mr. 97 saying, oofed. Dude, WTF, says Jess in the chat. GB, you are very funny when it comes to your birthday because I understand. Can I just say I understand what's happened?
Yeah, go.
We've put so much because it's. How old are you turning today?
27.
27.
Yeah.
So I had my 30th. There was a megaphone from Scooter Death. There was a lot of stuff going on. There was things happening all day. Mr. 97.
That's a milestone.
Yes. Yeah. He had his 21st. Big things. Now, your birthday, you had to remind us. You said, oh, by the way, it's my birthday coming up. And so, unfortunately, you sort of got the tail end where it's. You know, yeah. Jess is in Slack saying, what are we going to do? You know, that type of thing. And then this is the worst part. I FaceTime you and you're out to lunch. Can you tell me what happened and what was going through your mind?
Yeah. So last night I got a lovely text from Jack Post. I was like, oh, hey, man, do you want to go out for lunch tomorrow? And I was like, oh, this is great. How lovely is this? Jack's going to take me out for lunch. I was like, he doesn't know it's my birthday. Like, but if he does, that's very thoughtful. So I was like, oh yeah, I'd love to. I'm free. That's fine. And then just sort of went on, you know, just in my head, I was like, oh, it's just a nice gesture. And then the more and more I thought about it, I was like, I know what's happened here. The boys have organized a surprise party at the restaurant. And they've asked Jack to text me and invite me to come and have lunch with him because I won't be suspecting a thing. And so when I get there, Josh and Tommy will be there, Jess, Mace, everyone will be there. There'll be a big table. We'll have a lovely lunch. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Just before this happened, before you actually caught up with Jack, I messaged him and asked, hey, do you want to throw the baseball today? He said, man, would love to. Sorry, I'm actually going out to lunch for GB to say thanks for all of his help on the Jackie Road Studios podcast. I said, oh, that's lovely. By the way, it's his birthday. So he didn't even know. And he was like,
I know.
Thanks so much for letting me know because I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, okay, do I tell him? I didn't want to reply to his text right and be like, oh, man, thank you. Yeah, that's lovely. It's my birthday. So I was like, all right.
Which just isn't too, lunch. Like, I think that Jack would still take you out on your birthday because he did. I believe when it was Brie and my 5-year anniversary, he went out to dinner with us and had no problems. It was just him, Brie, and myself at dinner for my 5-year anniversary, you know, going back.
Who sent the invite?
I think it was just like it was at a time where, you know, early in friendships and you're trying to take every sort of opportunity. Like it's the honeymoon phase. And I was in the honeymoon phase with Jack. So we're just doing everything together. So it was just a given that he would. So hang
on. Whose anniversary was it? You and
yeah,
Jack?
No, or I know. You and no, it was Jack and my 6 month and Brie my yeah, 5 year.
Falls on so, the same day.
And so anyway, George, so you've gone to the
I got there first, and I was like, okay, I don't want to be late for Jack. So I got there. He was running a little bit late. I was like, okay, that's all fitting the profile. He's going to turn up late, and there's going to be, you know, everyone's going to rock up. Oh, and so I went to the lady. I was like, oh, table for Jack, and she's like, yep. She took me through, and it's a table for like 5 or 6 people. Like, okay, here we go. This is great. But then there was only 2 glasses on the table. So I was like, oh, okay, smart. They must have been told, don't ruin the surprise. They're going to come later. And then Jack called me. He said, oh man, I'm just coming now. Can I meet you at the office? So I was like, okay. So I left the restaurant, went to the office.
Oh my God, why did you do that?
Because he wanted to park in the garage.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this could be something. Maybe, you know, that was a way to get me out of the office or whatever. then, so I come back to the office and he's there and he pulls into the garage and he says, oh, you cheeky bugger. I didn't know it was your birthday. And then he actually gave me, hang on, because he didn't have a present, but he gave me a promotional hat for gold.
Gold 104.3, pure gold, a radio hat.
Yeah, so number one.
That. Mm-hmm. I was happy with that. And I was like, okay, I'll wear it. So I wore it to the restaurant. And then I was just, you know, we're just sitting down chatting for a bit. And he could tell that like my eyes are kind of like just like darting around the place. waiting for it. and before I went to the restaurant, I was like telling myself, just act surprised. I was like, don't look on Find My Friends because that'll ruin it and you'll see that everyone's there. So just like, yeah. So we were just chatting and stuff. And then Josh called me and I'd actually already told Jack. I was like, oh man, this is lovely. I'm loving this. This is great. Thank you so much. And I was like, funny story. I actually thought everyone was going to be here. anyway, Josh then FaceTimed me
And he and still thought, him. He thought at that point yeah. that we, I was FaceTiming. He's like, oh, here we go. This is where it all happens. Josh is FaceTime. Is it looking around?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm literally at home.
So I thought I was going to answer and be like, look out the window now. And then everyone's going to be there.
And so, I mean, this is the problem. This is the problem with such an amazing imagination. When I was in radio, I always thought that I was being pranked. You fall into this trap of thinking that everything is revolving around pranks and so you're always on edge.
Mm.
And so it's very hard to live. Like I feel the same thing. I always say, like, it's like when I said to Brie, I was like, babe, I know that you're probably thinking about getting me an iPad. Just wait off. Like, no intention of getting the iPad. And it really pisses people off when you assume what they're going to do for you.
I actually did another test this morning with Mace without him realizing. Mm-hmm. We were just in a meeting and I was like, oh man, going out to lunch with Jack. And I just wanted to see his reaction. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and he was like, oh really? Oh, that's cool. And like But it was too good to be an act. And I was like, okay, maybe he doesn't know. And that's when I started sort of doubting.
And so do you still feel like even though we didn't do, so we did get you a chin chin voucher. Hopefully you enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I still need to transfer Jess cash actually. So until then, it's just from Jess. What were you going to say?
I wrote on a piece of paper and stuck it on your desk last night while I was in there cleaning. Mm-hmm.
That was lovely. So
you've got everything you deserve for 27.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, mate, don't worry. I'm wrapped and very grateful.
Did you feel the proxy? Like, so you're the anticipation of everything that you thought that could have been planned. Do you think that that's actually upped your mood? Do you think that you actually had a better day with thinking that there could be surprises?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was,
but are you disappointed? No. Are you very disappointed?
No, I'm not. I really loved going out for lunch with Jack. That was amazing. So that was the highlight of my day. If that didn't happen, then I would have been sitting here just like waiting for like something.
That was so lucky, wasn't it?
I know, it's so lucky.
So this is the problem. This happens, I guess, with people when their birthdays are getting close to some of the big sort of seasons like your Christmases and things like that. This is something we're always going to have to consider.
And in my family, I'm the last one of like a run of five within 2 weeks. Mm.
Do you feel
the last one? Yeah. So it's like dad's was yesterday, then it's like mum's, like 2 weeks of just like birthdays after birthdays.
Is this classic GB over the years? You've been the guy expecting mum just wake up just real happy. Mum's gonna have something for me.
Yeah, well, it was a strange one this morning because I was speaking to Jack about this actually, like. You go through all year being like, don't worry about it. Like, don't fuss about me. It's fine. You know, just trust me. Don't worry about it. People are saying, oh, your presents, like Oz Post, not going to get here till later in the week. Well, that's okay. Hadn't had to work this morning. So, you know, wake up and I'm just like, just walking around the house being like, do I just go to work? Like, what do I do? But it was fine. I loved it. But when it happens, when it's your birthday, you're like, a bit of you is thinking, Something will happen today. Something surely.
No, I understand. When I was a kid, I remember mum crying because she said she didn't want anything for Christmas. Bad. No. Like, don't take that
literally.
No. I mean, but never. Dad did get her a voucher for Suzanne. Suzanne?
Yeah.
Suzanne. This goes with that. Brie used to work there. Anyway, so, yeah, mum was in tears because... She only had like an envelope under the tree with a voucher to Suzanne. She loves Suzanne though. So that's what's a bit confusing. But
Christmas is also dangerous because it's not like a birthday. You should be at least getting a present for your partner on their birthday. Mm-hmm. Christmas is like if everyone could actually decide we're not doing prezzies.
Yeah,
and then no one gets them. And then everyone's fine.
But then
with
there's
that.
Also the thing around like, so I was even, Brie and I were walking along a street yesterday. And we saw these Christmas pajamas, like really cool summer Christmas pajamas. And then I did think, I was like, oh, geez, it would be good to, like, I was like, oh, Brie was like, oh, we should get some. And I was like, oh, we should get them for the whole BMC team. She's like, oh, this place, they're like $80 a pop. So mate, fuck off that idea. Let's get some ones from Target. But then there's the thing of Brie and I would be wearing our primo Christmas pajamas whilst you guys are wearing your slightly flammable pajamas. I mean, it's a hard time of year, isn't it, when it comes to like knowing what's going on and who to give gifts to and what the deal is.
Oh, big time. I was just going to say, because there's so many kids in our family and so many like, I've got stepbrothers and sisters and all that. So the idea of getting everyone a present just... We got rid of that years ago.
What's your go-to gift? Is there something small, GB, that you can sort of give that's easy?
Well, we just do a secret Santa. So you pick out one person from the house and you...
That's always good.
You get them. So that's just a safe one. I don't know what a good... Yeah, I don't know, like a book.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's the go-to. That's George's go-to. Walks into his mum's bookstore and takes one off the shelf.
Yeah,
says, "Mum, can you put this on tip?"
I mean, it is. I like to. My problem is, I leave it to the last minute and then try and wow people with how much I spend.
Yeah,
is normally my go-to. And I remember getting a photo printed. So the coolest gift I think I've ever given was my brother Jake was in a band, and I got this cool photo of him being a bit of a rock star. And so I made it black and white and then printed it on a metallic print thing. So it's like black and white, but the white is like silver. And it looks, it was huge.
That's sick.
But I spent like $400 on it. I just remember it was just ridiculous. Like Bree's like, what? I love, there's something so fun about giving people like ridiculous presents.
Yeah. Actually, I know what my go-to is, which I've done a couple of times. I did it for my sister and for my girlfriend. It's a great like last minute thing that looks like high effort.
It was JP voucher.
Yeah.
Scratchy.
Not that last minute. You got to get in like at least 3 days before. Okay. But a custom tote bag. So just going on like Vistaprint and you design your tote bag, get real high, good quality one.
Yeah.
And
what do you put on it?
Yeah, I just put some, because basically what me and my sister do each year is we write a card for each other and we just try and make the other person laugh, and it's just filled with like quotes that we used to say or like things from TV shows, and we just like fill the card. And so I made her this tote bag and designed it like it was some like inspirational quote thing.
Yeah,
with like the nice text, and it was like a black border, and it was just like, if you're glancing at it, if she's walking down the street, you'd be like, oh, this, she's got like some tea towel quote on her bag. But it's just a bunch of just like random sentences from the last however many years, and just so. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Custom anything, I think, is good.
Just on your birthday, I mean, 30 is when you should be on the lookout. That's when it's going to be big. What, and 21, I mean, you pass that. Mate. But why do we – can we just work out why we do the 21 thing? Is it because the American age is 21 and there's some big hoo-ha about becoming an adult over in the States?
Yeah, you'd think so. Because the thing is, it's like 20 off your teens. Like 20 makes more sense.
18 is big because you're actually going into being able to legally do shit. 18's big in Australia. 21's a big in Australia. 30, 25.
I don't know why. 21 shouldn't be big in Australia, but it just is because
of America. So you want to take back some of what we did for Sevs?
Not at all, because I celebrated mine. I just understood nothing. I literally thought about it this week. Mm-hmm. Why do we celebrate 21sts here? But we do it.
You buy guns, maybe, in America.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, can you?
At 21, is it?
I don't know. Probably earlier, to be honest.
Yeah, I think probably earlier.
I don't know what the rules are.
I connected my iPad to the TV I could watch the election stuff on my TV. It was great.
How did you, what, just AirPlay or?
Well, yeah, no. So I've got, so remember I set up the YouTube TV, which was through a VPN, but then couldn't. AirPlay, because it was on a VPN. When you threw a VPN, you can't then, the device can't see the Apple TV. I had to plug it in via HDMI anyway. That was a really boring story. But it was interesting.
Couldn't
to
you change the Apple TV? Oh, no, you can't change that.
No, because it's a VPN, virtual private network, so it's like a tunnel, so it can't see everything that's going on.
George, do you have Apple TV?
Yeah.
Just three people with Apple TV here.
Our one's like the original one. It's like,
yeah, okay, Josh, this is relatable.
You talk about
for
the
you.
Remote,
dude.
Not good.
It's an oversight. Mm-hmm. The touchpad on an Apple 4K TV remote.
Yeah.
The amount, like, I literally thought I got to tell this to the guys, and I'm sitting on the couch just before, and I'm like, where the how the fuck's it changing? What's going on? Mm-hmm. It's under my ass. It's getting it's getting knocked. I'm trying, like, it's so sensitive. It is outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, we use the app, but that's equally as bad. It's like so bad. You can't
figure
out how to
turn subtitles off. The problem with the app is every single time you go into like YouTube and you go to the search section, all of a sudden it will show up on your phone. It's constantly vibrating.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know the fix. It's like I feel like I'm having to be so delicate with this remote with the touchpad.
Yeah. Do you use the voice to text much?
I do, but you need to be in
the specific
search
app. Yeah.
Which is annoying. You can't just be watching Netflix and then all of a sudden go search and say it.
Well, if you do that, you end up searching the whole of the Apple TV. It's so annoying. Yeah.
Also, Apple TV, like, it's just so bad as far as, like, what's on there, I reckon. Mm.
As in Apple TV Plus? Like, the
Apple TV Plus. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
Like, yeah, for what you get. And just, I don't know. I don't think it's, like, does it play the next episode automatically or do you have to get up and manually do it? Because it never works for me.
I think the old, I'm surprised that you can do anything on the old Apple TV.
On your, yeah.
Well, you can't even add, you can't add in new like apps or anything. Mm-hmm. You just get really? What you're given. Yeah.
Ah, oh, God.
So, and so Apple TV Plus is on there as an app?
Yeah.
It's good that's they on did there. That.
Yeah, it's like that. Amazon's on there, Stan's on there, Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Just nine one now. Gripe with it. I mean, I was promoting Amazon Prime. Until I realized that I have zero access to any Amazon Prime originals.
Why?
You pay and you get access to like some later stuff and like mm-hmm. some of the. So it had fooled me enough that I could watch things like Jack Ryan or things like Borat. And
yes.
At that point, I'm like, it's giving me everything. This is fucking awesome. I've watched a few other little bits and pieces. And then I'm on the couch just scrolling. And I'm like, I can't watch $7.99.
Yeah. And so have you got Amazon Prime or no?
Well, I've got Amazon. Yeah,
you pay a monthly fee?
Yeah, we signed up for the free trial, which has gone into the pay of like the base like mm-hmm. rate.
Base.
That must be the lowest.
Yeah.
Lowest yeah. scumbag rate you can get.
Yeah, I understand that there is the one interesting thing about Amazon Prime. They seem to have a way easier method for filmmakers to get content on there. So there's these really random docos. I started watching a doco on a real estate agent that lost a heap of weight. Have you seen that one on there? He's like hugging the bigger version of himself. I started watching that. It was just like a puff piece. It was very interesting.
A puff piece.
It was interesting. But there's heaps. If you are interested in Iran, there's a lot of, if you type in Iran, there's like 10 documentaries on Iran.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mustn't be using it right.
No, yeah, I think you just have to search. But yeah, there is this long tail of random stuff. I even saw one that was like against Amazon. Like it was a negative doco on Amazon Prime, which I thought was interesting.
And isn't there's like the making of Netflix or something on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
They take anything, guys.
Yeah, it's a bit strange, isn't it?
They absolutely take anything.
And so, GB, what's the plan for the rest of your day? And is there anything that in the future, what could we be doing better as a team to make you feel special?
No, I do feel special. You shouldn't have even got me anything. So, you know, that's lovely. Got some nice
But you
texts.
Don't mean that.
No. 27 is a bit of a throwaway age, you know. When, like,
well, yeah. I'm just glad
Don't
you're
worry
not
about
dead.
It. This whole, yeah. I've written it off already.
Well, 27.
And so, yeah, what did you, what would
drew
you have?
27 club. Yeah, I just realized.
Yeah, you've made it beyond. No. Well, you've got to make it to 28.
Yeah, I got to live through this year. Otherwise, I'm in the 27 club.
Yeah, some greats are in there, but we don't want George Martin in there.
Got to hold a white lighter in case I die.
White lighter? Sorry?
Because I think it was Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix.
All had a white lighter?
Yeah, Heath Ledger, I think. Was he in the 27 Club? Pretty sure.
Yes.
Pretty Heath sure Ledger, they all had a white lighter in their pocket when they were dead.
Could be worse. How do you even know this?
Oh, mate.
He's a conspiracy nut.
Just one of those interesting facts that you find in really? Books.
Well, it plays into Jess Lucas's thoughts of always carry a lighter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's handy. I actually saw one thing that I'd be willing to buy from one of these sort of just dumb ads that you get sent. It's a flint lighter. So it looks like it's in a capsule and you unscrew it. And you pull it out and it's just got, it looks like a match. And then on the side, you light it and they call it like the never ending match.
Oh, that's good fun.
It looked great. It would have been something you would have got around as a kid, Josh, lit a few fires out the back for sure.
I would love to get I know it's not about me, but a magnifying glass would be nice.
For burning?
Yeah, I just remember as a kid, like during Easter, just being out the front with like burning leaves and also trying to burn the eggs.
Not a good season for it, but yeah. Did you ever go sicko and burn ants?
Oh, I'm sure they sometimes got into the leaves, yeah. It wasn't as deliberate as that, I don't think.
No.
So, GB, come on, just be honest. What could we have? Right. What could we do better for future?
Look, I love surprises.
You got a surprise today, didn't you?
Yeah. Got a
surprise. Actually, what you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
That's what a surprise is. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. But maybe it's still coming. Well, fuck it. Geez, I really paint myself into a corner, don't I? But maybe it's still coming.
Yeah, good. Look, next year, I reckon we should all have our birthdays in the office, which would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless something happens, but.
Like what? You
know, I've never had like a, I don't know,
COVID
pandemic or something.
Part three.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never had an office birthday before. Like.
You did today.
Around people. I did today.
How was it? I decked out your desk. What more do you want?
Yeah, that's true.
You got taken out for lunch.
Yeah. It actually did feel like a great office birthday. Ticked all the boxes.
So what would you like, GB, if you wanted an office birthday, what would it look like?
Well, everyone would be here. We'd all get in early. We'd have a chat. Everyone would
drinking?
Make a speech.
Like I've never – so I feel in some ways – I'm so grateful that I had all of my sort of office experiences without being a drinker, because you just always saw, you know, people showing their tits at the Christmas party and things like just things happening.
Well, that was you. That was me.
And I was fully sober. But no, things happen at these sorts of events. So I could imagine, especially given how many.
Someone broke an elbow.
Well, think about the stairs.
Someone sculling a bottle of red wine out of the bottle on the dance floor.
We had, like, at the radio station, we had a big ice sculpture that you did shots through that were like gold shots. And so you would like pour it and it would be like a bong. It was at the,
Well, speaking to my fellow bird, identifier, Mick, today, we were talking about Christmas parties and how they're going to be changed this year. Especially in Melbourne, where the lockdown's been. But, I mean, there probably is some, because there's companies that are known for spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. And they're just not going to be able to do it these days. I'm sure the CFOs are all saying, thank fuck for that. Mm-hmm. I have to drop that money. But it is. It's like, what, you know, most of them will be outdoors. Most of them will be venues. Like, I drove down Chapel Street on Saturday night, which mate, it was classic Bodie and I. You know, Bodie and I doing a chat lap on a Saturday night.
Was Revolver open?
Didn't see it. You can't because it's up a venue upstairs, but it was heaving the footpath just with tables and chairs from every bloody restaurant and cafe. It was heaving. It felt like there was a festival on, like listening. It was so noisy and I was in the car and like I wound down the windows. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking
heaving.
Bizarre. Heaving.
It's heaving.
Absolutely heaving. So anyway,
Well, we did go out for lunch. We went out for like a late lunch on Saturday. So Saturday was kind of my birthday celebrations, I guess.
Did panic me because Han did a post saying "Happy Birthday, George," and Bree's like, "I thought it was Monday." Those sorts of things create a lot of panic.
Well, you didn't act on it, obviously.
No, I like to play these things cool. maybe too. I'm not very good with birthdays, am I? I want to be good.
I'm not either, Josh.
I think, Josh, Jess definitely is driving the guys. It's
Jess
their birthday.
Is great.
So I feel like we can be the birthday business where you know you work for a big media company, it's a big day.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But this is what. So my panic, my
starting
instinct.
From next year.
Starting next year. My style is I'm like, all of a sudden, want to be like, check your account, George, and I transfer you 10 grand. I was like, what have you done? I was just like, I felt a little guilty. I wanted to make it like we were holding off for the transfer. Yeah. What's something? I'm trying to think of something.
That's funny.
Well, moving forward, I think there's definitely some kind of.
Look, guys, I'm just joking.
But I understand that. Do you feel a bit sad?
No, I actually don't.
No, he's fine.
I've got shit today. I've had a good day of work. had all these lovely
messages. He's wrapping us up, Josh. He's literally I've got shit to do now.
Okay. I got a message from Pete Shepherd. Happy birthday, GB. How good's November? What a month for birthdays. Hope it's a good one, legend. Thank you, Pete.
Pete's birthday is on Friday. Not
that's a feeling, yeah.
Not yet, but not to make it about me.
Yep.
But that message was that message sent at about 2:45 time? 2:30?
3:13, so I reckon.
3:13.
That's before we started the show.
I was speaking to him on the phone at 2:30 and I said it is GB's birthday.
I got another one from Gemma Watts.
You can't happy help birthday, but take it away from him, can you?
I didn't tell Gem, so that's Gemma Watts.
Yeah, she's probably watching now.
It's her birthday coming up as well. It's a lot of people's birthdays.
November's a good month.
Mm-hmm. What about this? I haven't texted you, George, because I knew I was on a phone call with you and I'd set up your little birthday station at work.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do the big reveal on when we were having our meeting this morning.
How's this though, Josh? No, that's fine. I loved the setup. Had a nice big poster and some streamers and stuff. But then we sat on the meeting and I didn't realize I hadn't opened my emails in the morning. So I had no idea that you guys even got me anything. And so Tommy's just like waiting, like surely he's going to say something soon. Speak for 20 minutes. Yes. I still haven't said thank you or anything. Checked your emails, mate.
Email thing is a big one, isn't it? It's like when Bree and I got Mason something via email, it had to be, it took like 2 days. It's a nightmare.
That's annoying, isn't it? That's weird.
Mm. Well, Jess had sent it to him. I messaged Jess and said, do you want to do the big reveal? Mm-hmm. And she said, I've sent it to him. And then I was like, oh, he hasn't seen it. That's why I had to lead with, have you seen your emails?
And that was a bad look for me because it was like 10 o'clock and I hadn't opened my emails.
We should have hidden it in an edit for you. It's in a random selects folder.
The montage
do you want more index cards?
No, I think is where birthdays fall flat when you're desperately looking for something.
Did you want more index cards though, George?
Nah. To be honest, I haven't even
used the ones that I...
And I was wondering if it was offensive to give them back or if you want me to...
No. No, it's fine.
Office supplies, George.
Pens are great. I can give you a pen. We can talk about it.
When Jack was leaving, I panicked because I was like, shit, it's your birthday tomorrow. In case you didn't know, it's Jack's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Jesus, thank you.
So there you go. And so we're in the garage and I was like, I got to give him something. So I gave him some foam, some foam padding to put speakers on.
And he loved it. So you panicked too. This is a common thing. It's the...
I know.
Blue tack. Yeah, we'll think about it.
Nothing says panic more than Coles cake. The Coles mud cake. That's panic.
That's a good one though.
What would you, TJ, if you had to quickly get GB something from your house that you could give that seems substantial enough that could be a gift and you would be happy with giving, what would it be?
Jesus, what would it be?
I'd take a nice cushion.
Yeah, you got some cushions up the back there. Not much that I have to give away from my house. a plant, TV. Pot plant. I got a pot plant next to me.
Oh, yeah. Indoor or outdoor? Indoor?
Indoor plant. You'd love that.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And I'd get killed by Amy, but because she brought this thing back to life. But you'd be happy, so I'd be happy.
No,
that's good.
That's nice.
Happy birthday. Official happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday, George.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've had a great day.
Good. Thank you so much for... just thank you.
Being you.
Just being you. Just being you.
Thanks.
GB, I feel like you had a rebrand on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle now?
Georgie Boy Martin.
So everyone go on Instagram. Type in Georgie Boy Martin, give him a follow and then do an Insta story, share some love, do a DM, tell George how much you appreciate him, maybe even promote Hump Day Replay.
What's your PayPal?
That's really nice.
What's your PayPal account?
Good point. I set one up a few years ago. I haven't checked for a while. I appreciate it. Thanks
Georgie. That'd be a good one, Josh. You just rock up, George, if you check your PayPal.
And then
he's like,
went
what?
Into spam.
$5,000 in there. That'd be funny.
It's a daily talk show. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Happy birthday, GB. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.